This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Did you miss me? Oh, of course you did. I missed you, too. Did we cuddle? I cuddled with you metaphorically, and I hope you cuddled with me. We had a little bit of time. Thanks again to Liz for being a guest host. I was going to say co-hosting, but guest hosting for me on Friday. And I'm glad to be back. Anyway, the big news, obviously, of Friday evening occurred was the firing of Andrew McCabe. Yes, another swamp drain, baby. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com for you newbies. If you want to get a hold of us, and if you do want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Lots of reports about this. And by the way, step one just occurred. The reason why this was symbolic, why McCabe had to be fired, is very simple. He's patient zero of the corruption. And we're going to cover this quite a bit today because I want to explain to you what's about to happen. When the bow breaks, as they say. Yeah. The dam is crumbling. There's a spillover and it's about to cap. It's going to flood the valley. And let me tell you something, folks. You conservatives, you're up on the mountain looking down in the valley going, I suspect those people ought to be leaving, but they haven't left because Democrats are too stupid. They still believe they're in charge. They still believe the apparatus of the swamp is in good shape. But it is not. The swamp isn't drained, but it is getting drained. And it's draining down into the valley. This is amazing news. It seems little. Oh, he's going to lose his pension. That's what they want you to believe. McCabe is going to lose his pension. I'll get back to that. After 22 years, Andrew McCabe was scheduled to retire from the FBI on Sunday, at which point he would collect his entire pension. Those benefits may be in peril after McCabe was fired late Friday for his, quote, lack of candor with journalists. Let me tell you something. FBI agents don't get fired for lack of candor. They get fired when they're corrupt. Now, McCabe isn't going to lose his entire pension. He's going to lose some ancillary benefits. He gets the bulk of his pension. So why are we talking about this as his pension?
Oh, McCabe might lose his pension.
That's what the left wants you to believe. This is about his pension.
Give the man his money.
He gets the bulk of his money. I haven't done all the research, but I've done enough, scratched the surface of it to tell you that he's going to get the bulk of his pension. He loses some things that he would have gotten had he not been fired, some little niceties. And you know what? I don't care. I get it. I get why people are mad that he gets to keep his money because he's a scoundrel of the highest order. He is a swamp rat, a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat who was doing everything he could to disrupt the process of this election, far worse than any type of collusion the Russians would have done. If you want to look at collusion and people trying to thwart the electoral system of an American government, let me tell you something. You have to look no farther than any Democrat you want to point to. At all levels, these crooks, they would do anything to keep Donald Trump out. And if you'd ask any one of them, they'll tell you to this day that not only would they have done anything to keep him out, they'd do anything to get him out right now. So for them to pretend like, oh, Mr. Rush is right. No, it isn't. It's them. They will do illegal voters. They will let Muslim terrorists vote. They will let prisoners vote. They will let somebody who just tried to rape your mama vote. They don't care. They will let people who just shot up schools vote. You give me your scoundrel, I give you a Democrat voter. And one that they happily support. This is not about McCabe's pension. Don't you believe that for a second. You don't get fired in the FBI over lack of candor with journalists. Here's what another group wrote. The issue stems from findings in an Internal Justice Department watchdog report that claims he misled investigators about the decision to authorize FBI officials to speak to the media about an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Dun, 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 dun. Magic words right there. But I love how they, that's a lot of verbiage for saying he covered up for the Clinton Foundation. He told people, oh, don't go that route. No, don't look over there. Go look over here. Let me just say something, people. James Comey is patient. Andrew McCabe is patient number one. Patient number one. Watch the dominoes fall. Here's something else you might not know. The IG, this is the Inspector General, was investigating McCabe long before we started getting into all this other mess. This man's been under investigation. The media happily leaves that out. They knew about this swamp rat long ago. And now we got two magic words that we haven't heard in quite some time. He didn't want to talk about the Clinton Foundation. Hallelujah. Now, when we do get our second special counsel, now, this session is going to give us that. I don't know. You people have been mad about Jeff Sessions. Me too, to some degree. And I came back from CPAC and I told you I talked to an insider. And the guy told me, says, Kevin, Sessions is smarter than people are giving him credit for. He's doing things in such a way that it doesn't involve the D.C. swamp rats. Boom. He just gave you patient number one, Andrew McCabe. Who's going to be number two? How fast do you think they fall after this? Because let me tell you something, folks. McCabe isn't sitting on an island. He's not a turtle on a fence post. Well, he is a turtle on a fence post. He didn't get there by himself. There are other people out there who helped this clown, and they are going to be next. I don't know who they are. Here's the way somebody else did it. They said it. Breaking. FBI Andrew McCabe fired, effective immediately after investigation found he, quote, made an unauthorized disclosure to the news media and lacked candor, including under oath, on multiple occasions. Attorney General Sessions announces. So what he did is he lied. And let me tell you how you, when you investigate, now I'm no investigator, but I slept with one night at a Holiday Inn Express. No, I'm kidding. It was a good night for us. Anyway, here's the deal. Investigators look at, here's what you did, and that was a lie. So let's see why you lied, Mr. McCabe. And so they start working backwards. Have you ever investigated something? Have you investigated your kids? And they tell you, I didn't do it. And you go, you didn't do it. But you were here by yourself. Or it was you and little Timmy. So it was either you or Timmy, am I right? You know, you just start going backwards. You work backwards. Let me tell you some folks, there were two magic words. I've already given them to you. People are in trouble. If you don't think there's a lot of sphincters twitching in D.C., you better know differently because the famous words came out, Clinton Foundation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Radio Show.
A lot of things happened while I was gone. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. Lots of stuff. A bridge collapsed. Was it Florida International University campus? What do they call it? Quick bridge. Quick bridge collapsed. Killed a bunch of people. I think 6 people were dead. Did you see that bridge? We're talking about McCabe. We'll get back to that, but I want to talk about this bridge for just a second. Did you see that bridge? The cars that where the front of the car was smashed, and all you could see was the back, and then of course there was a cars where it got the back, got it, and so it barely missed the passenger seat. I'm just going to tell you. I just want you to imagine you're going under that bridge. And the back of your car just abruptly stops. And you look back there and your kid is still in his car seat, or your passengers are still there, of course, in shock. I mean, can you imagine that? And then when you look at the ones where the fronts got smashed, I mean, these people never saw it coming. That's how life works. They never saw it coming. What a shocker. We'll talk more about that bridge in a bit, because I call it a bridge to nowhere. It was connecting the university to 4,000 or 5,000 people that go to the university. It was connecting a cancer organ in a city. That's what universities are. Oh, don't get me off on a tangent. I'm going to go off on these universities. But they're nothing but cancers. So anyway, you got that. And it's also a metaphor for the Obama administration. Hey, here's a quick fix. Let's get us a black guy. That'll do it. Hey, America, how'd that work out for you? How did it work out for you voting for a guy that you went, well, he can at least use the right kind of English. He don't speak like them other black people. How did that work out for America? I'm talking to leftists right now. For you people on the right, some of you voted for Barack Obama. Some of you sympathized with him. How did that work out for us? Because you thought it would be okay. When you stop measuring people by the color of their skin and start measuring them by the content of their character, you will elect the right people. Recall recently the judge that Chuck Schumer says, I'm not going to elect that qualified white judge. Donald Trump gave me a qualified white judge. Why would I elect him when there's an unqualified minority around there somewhere? Get me a Negro. Or Hispanic. Or how about this? A Hispanic woman. No, no, no. What about a Guatemalan midget? Hey, midget. How you doing? I know you listen to the program. She's not Guatemalan. I have a midget, a lady named Midget, that listens to the program. You heard me play her clips on here. She's not Guatemalan, though. Anyway, back to Andrew McCabe, who was fired on Friday so that he would not get his full pension. Which would have, you know, he'd get that on a Sunday. That was what he would have gotten had he lasted to Sunday. Remember when all the hoopla of this came up? McCabe said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and retire. I'm going to get out of here. And people went, whoa, hold on a minute. Yeah, I remember he said, no, he said he's going to stay until the date that would get him his retirement. Then the hoopla came up over him. That was your sign right there, man. This swamp rat was trying to sneak under the radar. So he could get that full pension, but more importantly, he wanted to walk away. Because if he got his full pension and he retired from the FBI honorably, that would have been the end of it. He got fired after 22 years of service, and I use my finger quotes, in the FBI. And you know what? I'm sure there was a year or two where McCabe did okay. But let me tell you something. One crap can certainly get rid of 1,000 attaboys, right? And that's exactly what's happened here. I describe McCabe as patient zero in the downfall of the Democrats. Let me tell you something, folks. You can look at 3/16/2018. Too bad they didn't do it on the 15th, because then it would have been the Ides of March. That was the day that the Democrats' destruction, dismantling began. Patient zero. He's patient zero. Now, well, I'm calling him patient one. I shouldn't call. Why do you correct me, producers? Y'all are supposed to see. Let me explain how things work. Radio people out there, listen. Producers are supposed to whisper in my ear when I make a mistake. They didn't do it. He's patient zero. Ground zero for the destruction of the Democrat Party, dismantling of the Democrats. You're out there going, yo, Kevin, that's kind of what I was thinking. I told you guys, I said, something happens, I didn't know what it was. Is it going to be under FBI pressure? Is it going to be under IG pressure? Is it going to be, Donald Trump authorizing the CIA to waterboard one of these Democrats? I don't know, but somebody's got to be patient zero and say, I'm going to give up the goods. And that's what I believe has happened. Well, in a strange kind of way, because McCabe wanted to sneak through. Admit it. Come on. Don't you think that? He just wanted to like, okay, if I just bide my time here. And then they caught him, and he was like, well, I don't think so. And so now it's become, oh, it's the pension, it's the pension. It's not the pension. It's not the pension at all. The Democrats know the symbolism of McCabe being fired, and if you start connecting the dots back, and that's what's about to happen. Donald Trump tweeted this, Andrew McCabe fired. A great day for hardworking men and women of the FBI. A great day for democracy. Sanctimonious James Comey was his boss and made McCabe look like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and corruption going on at the highest level of the FBI. Let me tell you something, folks. You ever heard of a saying? It's called the buck stops Somebody remind me where the buck stops. I'm trying to remember where the buck stops. That would be here. The buck stops here. His boss. Let me put it to you another way. You're going along, you're stealing stuff, or you're doing nefarious things at your job. Who's at fault? Is it somebody underneath you? Or is it your boss? The buck stops with Comey. He was the one who knew what McCabe was saying. Let's see how the dots connect back to the boss. Thinking Springsteen. Yeah, some of you got that. The boss. Lies and corruption at the highest levels of the FBI. And the president of the United States, somebody they never thought his well-untanned buns would ever sit in that seat, Donald Trump, has called out James Comey on a tweet. Hey, James Comey, where are you? Is this thing on? Come on, James Comey, come out of the woodwork, get out of the swamp, crawl out from under the rock, and tweet back to the President of the United
States. The President of the United States is such a meanie. Why is he doing this to me? I was afraid of him when he was in that room, and I thought he might grab me by my naughty bits.
Poor little James Comey. Called out by the President of the United States. And let me tell you something, folks. Donald Trump's not calling James Comey out because he's trying to protect his own butt. Donald Trump is calling James Comey out to say, you're next, clown. I know exactly what you did, and McCabe is patient zero. You are going to be where we connect the next dot. So Comey finally came out with his tweet. Yes, he did. We'll get to it in just a bit. And let me tell you, it was a huge backfire on him. Huge backfire. Yeah, he thinks people care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
White House, Donald Trump, letting go of people, letting go of Rex Tillerson, letting go of, you got all kinds of things. Oh, he's going to let go of McMaster's and he's going to let go of so-and-so. Congratulations. But let me tell you what happened on Friday. McCabe was fired. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump tweeted out, the president, Andrew McCabe, fired, a great day for hardworking men and women of the FBI. In other words, not a great day for the slackers in the FBI, the corrupt scoundrels in the FBI. He then went on to say this, a great day for democracy. And then he issued what I believe is the kiss of death. And he issued it to James Comey. And here's what he said. Sanctimonious, James Comey was his boss and made McCabe look like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and corruption going on at the highest levels of the FBI. James Comey, I think the president just called you out. So what did Comey do? Well, leading up to his response that he gave on Saturday, he had talked nothing about McCabe's firing on Friday. All he did was he posted his final four bracket. That's right. McCabe gets fired. It is the entire news cycle of Friday, and James Comey posts his bracket and a note to President Trump. Something like, yeah, I finally got my bracket done, President Barack Obama, blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you, so that was it. Then, on Saturday, here's what he posts. It was something along the line. What was it? It was like, I'm going to get to tell my side of the story. Let me read it exactly. Mr. President, the American people will hear my story very soon, and they can judge for themselves who is honorable and who is not. And it did not go over well. A guy who calls himself the warden said, you do know you're going to prison, right? And that was one of the top retweets. Another one, JC says, right, hilarious how programmed and manipulated you are. Let's see. Another one said, this account asks a question and doesn't even know the question it asked. Okay, I don't get that one. Tammy said this one. She says, just wondering, when God reads that book, do you think he'll give you a pass on your lies and hypocrisy? Although he forgives, he still demands fair and equal justice. And I'm telling you, every now and then you'd get a Comey supporter, but for the most part, they were ripping this guy a new one. Then we found out this. This is one Mike sent. Tina Flouroy, former chief of staff to Bill Clinton, wrote an extensive email explaining the term gross negligence to John Podesta on 3/9/2016. James Comey gave his speech about Hillary Clinton being extremely careless on 7/5/2016, which is months later, and they were explaining the difference between the two and how you keep one out of jail. Let's see, here's another one. Let's see. The great career people working at the FBI must distance themselves from bad actors such as Comey, McCabe, Strzok, and Page, and many others. Let me tell you how many retweets. This thing got 343,000 responses and 104,000 retweets. And just for those keeping score, the majority of it was anti-Comey. Anti-Comey. And it's funny how Comey, you know, because I was curious on Friday why he hadn't come out with one of his little, you know, old Negro spiritual tweets, you know, like, "Swing low, Mr. President, coming for to take me to jail." But he hadn't said a word. And now he finally peeps up. You just wait. The American people would judge for themselves. It always cracks me up when I think about Comey saying, "I was scared when I was alone with the president. I didn't know what was going to happen." <You know? laughs> I'm only 6'8", 240 pounds. I mean, I'm vulnerable. That's your metrosexual. We talk about alpha males and beta males. James Comey is a beta male. If Donald Trump had called me out and I was innocent, and he said what he said, you know, "Comey, you're a scoundrel," whatever he said. What did the president say? I forget the exact quote. But if he said that to me, I would be like, "Hey, Donald Trump, you ain't my president, clown." Yeah, I would have gone straight up jungle Negro on a dude. But Comey, "Mr. President, the American people will hear my story very soon." You know, he says it as if he has respect for the office. You know this big old clown ain't walking around going, "Mr. President." He's behind Trump's back talking smack. He's the way black people talk about cops when they leave. Like, "Yeah, I should have whooped his butt, but I'm going to go and take this ticket. I didn't want to have to hurt the man." You know, that's what he was doing. But the American people can judge for themselves. Hey, James Comey, just so you're clear, the American people know exactly what's happened. We know exactly what happened. You're a scoundrel of the highest order. Anyway, it goes on because I want to talk about some of the other tweets that came up. After being fired, this is about McCabe, Sessions said that Andrew McCabe said it was an attack on his credibility. It was an attack on his credibility. And as he says, it's part of the administration's ongoing war with the FBI. He wants us to believe that after a Democrat-appointed Inspector General Horowitz has gone through all the evidence, that this is an attack, like Trump is pulling the strings. There's nobody in D.C., but quite frankly in the country, that believes that. The people who've been pulling the strings are the reason why we haven't got 50 Democrats in jail. This is as close as you get to cleaning the D.C. house or draining the D.C. swamp as you can get. And every time Trump lets out a little more water, you see him just flopping around in the mud. Blah, 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 blah. And this is exactly what's happening. But guess what? McCabe's the new victim. James Comey claims it's a witch hunt against the FBI. Think about this, folks. All the evidence that you've seen, that we've been presented with, this isn't conjecture. This is swamp rats still running the show. And you're still getting drips of evidence. Can you imagine if they laid all this evidence out before you and said, "Okay, America, here it is. Barack Obama colluded with the FBI. He worked with the highest person in that office, James Comey, who pretended to be fair, and they decided Hillary Clinton was going to be president. They orchestrated getting Hillary off by changing the language. They planned clandestine meetings between former President Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch so they could map out the exact strategy that's unfolding before you. They then worked with FISA and Fisk court judges in order to take a fake document that the Clinton campaign had put together, working in collusion with a disgraced British spy. They worked with Fusion GPS the entire Democrat apparatus, including the White House, in order to fabricate a fake story. Then they worked with the media to promote this fake narrative and begin the investigation on the entire Trump team, all to keep Donald Trump out of office and claim that the Russians were the people in interfering in our electoral process. That's the truth. Can you imagine? I'm just telling you, I don't know how you see it. Go back and play this again at KJRadio.com. Just pick today's show, this segment. Play it again. Hear it back for yourself. And tell me what I missed, where I went wrong. What am I fabricating? And that's the truth. That's laying out the truth. If you think the left would dare go this route, there's no way. They are scared to death of discussing the truth about this. These are the people that have done everything they could to interfere in this election, and they continue to push it off on somebody. It's those rascally Russians, Natasha and Boris. I want to say what Eric Holder said. Get this. Eric Holder said, analyze McCain firing on two levels, the substance and the timing. We don't know enough about the substance yet. Really? A guy who helped his wife get $700,000 from the Clinton campaign and then did everything he could to cover up what he was doing and how others were investigating Clinton. And he says, Eric Holder says, there's no substance. And then he goes into timing. The timing appears to be cruel and a cave that compromised DOJ independence to please an increasingly erratic president. They want you to believe Donald Trump is crazy. The timing was such that it was meant to be cruel because the narrative needs to be it's about his pension. It's payback about his pension. And the crazier things that are being said about this, you guys, you got to hear some of these people as to what they're blaming. Now, we've already showed McCabe.
I was fired, man, because they don't like me.
Anyway, we got more to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is my comment. I just heard right now that Jeff Sessions is going to fire McCabe before he can retire. Yes! Why should he get any retire of this? None of them should. And they should go to Angola prison. Thank you very much. Love your show. Bye.
I believe that caller expresses the sentiment of many on this program who believe that McCabe should have been fired. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. If you do want to chime in like that, you can feel free to do it. We love it. 844-551-8255. McCabe fired. That's what we've been talking about. Now, let's look at how the left wants to view this, and I've got a few more angles to this, and then we'll move on. We got a lot of other things to talk about today because a bridge collapsed, a bridge to nowhere collapsed. And like I said, there's, quite frankly, so much to talk about. I look at the show and I go, man, I don't know how we're going to get this in. And, of course, we always have many subjects like this kid that got kicked out of his class because he said there were only two genders. And this brewing scandal of with Biden in China that's coming up. But anyway, I want to cover the McCabe firing, and I want to show you what the media, how the on the left, how they're looking at it. I got a clip from Don Lemon's show, because I would never watch Don Lemon's show. I think he's such a waste of space. I've been on his show many times before I was a contributor at Fox News, and I actually had respect for Don Lemon at one point. I no longer have respect for him. Now, in this particular clip, it's not him who's at play. It's really a guy. His name is Representative Eric Swalwell, and he comments on the McCabe firing. And by the way, this will be the news cycle this week, McCabe's firing, and it will be the news cycle for quite some time because McCabe is patient zero of the Democrats' demise. That's what I said earlier in the broadcast. But here we go on Representative Eric Swalwell discussing McCabe on CNN.
First, let me get your reaction to McCabe's termination. Do you think this is politically motivated?
Don, I think that Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions are sending a message to other people in the administration who may have seen something or who may be saying something to special counsel or Congress about the president and his ties to Russia. We interviewed Andy McCabe for nearly 10 hours. I found him to be an honest, decent person who knew a lot about the president's ties to Russia. And I just fear that this is a punitive act, a petty act, right before he's about to collect his pension, but more intended to send a message to anyone who would cross the president.
I love it. See, they know Donald Trump's staying far away from this, other than his tweets. And man, was he spot on in his tweet? Donald Trump tweeted this: Andrew McCabe fired. A great day for hardworking men and women of the FBI. A great day for democracy. And then he issued the Comey warning. Sanctimonious James Comey was his boss and made McCabe look like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and the corruption going on at the highest levels of the FBI. What is the highest levels of the FBI? James Comey. And Donald Trump knows this. So he went after him. But here's Swalwell. Trump and Sessions are sending a message to those who would speak out against Donald Trump's ties to Russia. Yeah, they've spent 2 years looking into Trump's ties to Russia, and they got nothing because there's nothing there. Supposedly, Mueller just asked for some more business. And Trump's like, here, take it. Forthcoming, take it. Take emails, take everything you need. You investigate Russia to your heart's desire. And what did I tell you guys before? I told you Donald Trump will give these clowns enough rope to hang themselves, and they will fashion nooses for everybody. That's all this is. The longer they drag it out, the more nooses they create. There's a noose factory probably in Wisconsin somewhere. Donald Trump running it, or one of the Trump kids. Because let me tell you, the Democrats are hanging themselves, and McCabe's number one. And as I've said all morning, you know, whatever time you listen to the show, as I've said all broadcast, let me just tell you, this is bigger than losing a pension. That's what they want. Look, this guy. Oh, it's punitive. You know, it's punitive and it's petty. And, you know, he was sending a message to those who would speak about the ties to Russia. McCabe was speaking about Donald Trump's ties to Russia. Well, then what came of it? He's an FBI guy. He's a G-man. He's supposed to have credibility. Why didn't the Inspector General look at all this information? Why hasn't Robert Mueller come back and said, we've got the smoking gun? Because there isn't one. So now Donald Trump's mean-spirited. He got Sessions to take away his pension. He didn't take away his pension. He gets the majority of his pension. This dude will be lucky to stay out of prison. He better, let me say, McCabe knows what they have on him. It's more than his pension. If he turns out to be patient zero, if he turns out to say, you know what, I love my freedom more than I love Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, he might be that domino that falls. I'm going to tell you right now, he is the domino that falls. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to turn state's evidence or if it goes to Comey. Comey just got a fat check. I mean, he's been living large for a long time, but he's into the big money. He's got money that he can go buy islands and stuff. Is he going to want to give up his freedom? Because they're coming after him. And Eric Holder, no matter what he tweets out and all that, that Negro right there knows he's in trouble. Eric Holder knows he's in trouble. What did he tweet? Let me get that. Here's what he said. Analyze McCabe firing on two levels, the substance and the timing. We don't know enough about the substance yet. So in other words, maybe Andrew McCabe shouldn't have been fired. Huh? Okay, well then go check with Inspector General Horowitz, who's the one who gave the report that made Sessions say, this guy needs to be let go. And then he says the timing is cruel. It's cruel. And it's a cave to compromise independence to please an increasingly erratic president. Hey, Eric Holder, nice try. Donald Trump, we know he's erratic. He's unhinged. He can't be stopped. He's a madman. He's a madman that's had the best year as a president in practically, certainly in modern history. And you're going to try to make him out to be crazy. He's the madman that got Kim Jong-un to come to the negotiation table. He's a madman that has pretty much rendered Putin a nonplus in political circles. He's a madman that's got China opening up its trade barriers to the United States and the rest of the world. Yeah, that's how much of a madman he is. He's a madman that's presided over an economy that has consumer confidence at a 14-year high. Nice try, Eric Holder. But it gets better. Cheryl Atkinson tweeted this. She's the one that they spied on, and we now find out that there's a bigger thing. They forged documents against Cheryl Atkinson. So here's what she said. I think she was a CBS correspondent. She says, I just have this feeling we're being prepped to conclude that McCabe, quote, losing his retirement is punishment enough. Is that really the case? She says, let me just read the whole thing because it's a little confusing. But she says, I have the feeling that we're being prepped to conclude that McCabe losing his retirement is punishment enough for anything he allegedly did wrong. But then you know I'm the suspicious type. What she's saying is they want to set the retirement up as he's losing his retirement. This is horrible. How can a man survive? You know, and then they're going to find out McCabe also did this and he also did that. And he also did this. And if people are going to go, but he's already been fired and he's losing his retirement. Let's just leave him alone. And Cheryl Atkinson's exactly right. She's exactly right. They're setting you up. They're saying, oh my gosh, his retirement, the retirement, the retirement, the retirement. And you're going to feel bad. And all the minions are going to go, how's he going to survive without that money? Everybody deserves to have their retirement. I mean, after all, he served 22 years. So what? He had a couple bad moments. And then they're going to go, yeah, but McCabe also did this. He cheated for Hillary. He did this. We know. We have more information. But his retirement, man, it's enough. Just, we can't hurt him anymore. You follow me? Come on. You feeling me? That's what we say in the hood. You feeling me, bro? See, that's the deal. They got to build up that sympathy because McCabe has a potential to crack. Let me tell you something right now. The guy who is most likely to be killed in America doesn't live in Chicago in the hood. No siree, Bob. It is now Andrew Andy McCabe. The people that can kill Andy McCabe can kill him and make it look like an accident. You understand what I'm saying? Like Seth Rich. McCabe knows he's in big trouble. And for pension notwithstanding, a pension doesn't do you any good in the funeral home. You know what I'm saying? So, this is a big deal. And Cheryl Atkinson nailed it. Punishment enough. The Democrats are setting us up. Watch over the next week or so when you start hearing that phrase. It's punishment enough for McCabe.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.